This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. There are now 13 days left until Election Day, and throughout the campaign season, we have been focusing on the real economy, the issue that matters most to voters this year. And to do that, we've been checking in with people in Loudoun County in the swing state of Virginia. Today, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer talks with two longtime residents about how growth has changed the county from reliably Republican to a toss-up.
79-year-old Bob Potts is sitting on the big front porch of his farmhouse, listening to a chorus of cicadas. A bum knee is keeping Potts from milking his 85 cows. Potts owns Loudoun County's last big dairy farm, near the town of Purcellville. He says 50 years ago, the closest Purcellville came to a traffic jam was Saturday night.
You couldn't drive through Purcellville because of town would be full of people walking on sidewalks and down the middle of the street and everywhere else.
Stanley Calkins remembers those days. He's 87. He's owned a jewelry store in nearby Leesburg for 50 years. I asked Calkins how Loudoun County went from a farming community to what it is today, a developer's dream with condos and new homes sprouting up all over the place.
We were a farming community. When the developers came, we weren't ready for it. And they offered farmers a lot of money and they sold their farmland.
Calkins remembers a time when those farmers were reliable Democrats. The Republican reign in Loudoun started in the 1950s, when many crossed party lines to vote for Dwight Eisenhower.
Democrats put a great big sign up. It said, Democrats for Ike.
But in 2008, Loudoun County voted for President Obama. Calkins says many of the county's newcomers are registered Democrats, and Loudoun has the highest median income in the U.S. So will voters give President Obama credit for the good times, or will Democrats start parading around with Romney signs? Calkins says 4 years ago, everybody was talking politics. This year, not so much.
Everybody's sort of going under the carpet. You don't know what's going to happen this time around. Sitting at the lunch table, nobody wants to talk about it or argue about it, you know.
Back at the dairy farm, Bob Potts is also closed-mouthed about the election. He's undecided and says he may not make up his mind until he steps into the voting booth. In Loudoun County, Virginia, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.